the sugya of Shuki Baroi. On the bottom of Laman on the Beis, Gemara talks about a particular legal strategy that a Marakama could use, and according to Rava, it is a successful legal strategy, if it's employed the way the Gemara intends it to be employed, a successful legal strategy that the Marakama could use to fend off a Cheskes Habatim. Marakama comes back, and discovers someone living in the house used to belong to him. The Marakama claims that the fellow is a squatter. The fellow, the Machzik, claims that he's a legitimate new owner, that he bought it several years ago. Minachzevinte, v'chaltia shnei chazaka. So, and clearly he has Eidei Chazaka. So he has Eidei Chazaka right now. The Marakama, the Machzik is going to win. He has Eidei Chazaka. The Machzik is going to win. What's the strategy that the Marakama employed? As Hagos Maimni points out, a Marakama in the story happened in Mechuza. There's a property in Mechuza, a house in Mechuza. We haven't seen the old owner in a long time. New guy's been leaving in the last couple of years. And now the old owner comes back, returns to Mechuza, and says, my boy is Baha'i Beis. What are you doing here? He says, what do you mean what I'm doing here? You sold it to me. Maybe you're having seller's remorse. I feel bad for you. But you did sell it to me fair and square. I paid you. You sold it to me. And I've been living here for the last 3 years. I don't have a shtar mechira, but I have a day chazaka for 3 years. If you're feeling bad that you sold it to me, so I'm glad to be empathetic as a friend, as a fellow Jew, but I'm not giving you your house back. Your house is no longer your house. It has been legitimately mine for the last 3 years. And if you want to renegotiate, maybe I'll sell it to you, but it is mine. I'm not just giving it to you. And the Marakama says, what are you talking about? You're a Goslin. Ooh, get out of my house. Azar Goslin. And the Machzik says, I'm not a Goslin. I bought it from you fair and square 3 years ago. So at that point, the Marakama should lose, the Machzik should win. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, aha! But he has a tain of Shuki Baroi. Shuki Baroi. You don't understand. Your Chazaka is worthless because I was so far away. As we saw the many we showed him here explain, the Rambam based on the Rif, explicitly based on Rav Haigon. Rif quotes Rav Haigon. He doesn't quote Gaon by name that often. The Rashbam says it. The Haggadah of Maimon in the Tur. The Rashbam says it, and the Rif b'shem the Rambam b'shem the Rif b'shem Rav Haigon. It's the Sugya Lamed Ches. Not just I was far away, but I was across a difficult political boundary. I was Shas Cherim. It was, as the Rambam says, Milchama v'shibush drachim. It was Ein Shiaris Metzuyas. It wasn't just far away, but it was very difficult to travel. Obviously not, by the way, if you were thinking through the story and plugging it back in. Obviously it wasn't impossible to travel. How do you know? Because the guy came, and not once, he came 4 times. He came every year for 30 days and was not mocha then. And then he showed up, obviously, yet another time now, after the 3 years are up, and now he's being ma'arer. So the guy has come back four times. So obviously, Shas Cherem doesn't mean impossible to travel, but it means it's difficult and it's restricted, and there isn't a free flow of traffic. You can come, but because there's not, so then what is the help? There's not a free flow of traffic. Not a free flow of traffic means there is not a free flow of information. There isn't a free flow of information, and news is not traveling. Remember, once upon a time, news traveled with people actually bringing the news, not just with electronics. Sharing news didn't travel the speed of light, but did travel the speed of people. So news came when the boat arrived carrying news. Someone came on horseback carrying news. News arrived, chavr islay, literally. So if there isn't a free flow of people, there isn't going to be a free flow of ideas and information and news. Here and there, people make it over the border. If you're invested enough and you have, it matters to you. You'll pay, you'll do whatever you have to do. But if it's very spare, the flow of people is very sparing, so you're not necessarily going to hear all the news you would want to hear. The news of a chazaka, the news of a macha, it's not necessarily going to travel the way it normally would. That's a very, very important point. Because obviously, the Gemara does not mean that no one can make it over. But they, which otherwise would be a big kash on these Rishonim, who are all alleging Shasrim. So obviously you have to leg to. I didn't say that as a kasha, but we could have made that kasha. How could the Rishonim say Shasrim? I think it's the Gemara. The answer is, Shasrim doesn't mean no one's traveling, but it does mean very limited travel. What does it help? It helps. It helps in terms of the flow of information. Helps in terms of the flow of information. But you were here. And this is your fourth time here in the last 3+ years. The answer is, yeah, but when I came, I was Tard Bashuki. As we saw, most Rishonim say, what does it mean? He was Tard Bashuk, Tard Bashuk, and therefore what? He's Tard Bashuk, and therefore he doesn't even know. Lo yodaiti. Lo yodati. Not in the Shir Hashirim sense. Not Nafshir Samasni, but the Lo yodati. So I partially didn't know. And then finally, now I came a fourth time after the 3 years are up. And now, apparently, I had more time on my hands. This was a vacation trip, or this time I stayed more than 30 days. Shine. So, or maybe this, the last time I had sold my other house. So this time I came back to town, I came back to my original house and discovered that you are in it. And now the 3 years are up, but now I say this is my first time finding out. And is that an effective strategy? Is that an effective strategy for the Marakama or not? Vitainashuki Baroi, and when I came, I was Tard Bashuk here. Is that an effective strategy? According to Rava, it is. Does anyone disagree? Am Abaram disagree with Rava? No. But are there limits on this strategy?
Yes,
plenty. Plenty. We dealt with some technical limits in terms of how Tard Bashuk works, but the rush with which we left off yesterday says, forget about all the technical limits in terms of Tard Bashuk. If you have the additional mod, the additional detail, the guy actually came back every year for 30 days, then you're going to have to work out how there was a lack of idea. Forget about that. Just push it. The guy was gone, Bashuki Baroi, for 3 years. So from our Gemara, it seems like an open and shut case. From our Gemara, it seems like an open and shut case. What was the issue that the rush raised? What was the issue that the rush had raised? Yeah, what type of strategy is this? How much do you need from the Marakama? Forget about the added, that's an important point that Rush is making. There's an added layer of complexity, which is then, in the particular case of Mechuzar, Gemara is talking about, after the Marakama says, Shuki Baroi, there was this new issue of what used to come back every year for 30 days. So Rush says, leave that out. Let's put that aside. A basic case of Shuki Baroi. Sounds from the Gemara, but keep in mind the fact that the way the story unfolds, the only one who mentions Sahade is the Machzik. The Gemara never mentions Sahade on the Marakama side. It sounds like the Marakama doesn't need Edus. Sounds like Marakama does need Edus. And the Rush documents the Machlokas, we showed him, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're leaving aside the 30 days back and forth? Does that mean that this is an effective strategy for Marakama? I could just say Shuki Baroi and I win? As long as you can't prove that I was nearby, if no one knows where I was, I might have been on the other side of the Iron Curtain, I might have been on the other side of the Russia-Ukraine border, or I may have just been vacationing in Mexico, or in Canada, or the Caribbean. I don't know, the guy was away. He was somewhere else where it's not Shasrayim. We don't know where he was. No one knows where he was. He was away. So he could just come and say, Shuki Baroi, boom, as long as no one served for the last 3 years, Shuki Baroi, you win. So we said, Rush said, there are those who say, yeah, hey, read this Pasha reading the Gemara is in the Chanami. In the Chanami. The Gemara seems to say that it just says Shuki Baroi. He just says it. Just says it. But the Rush says, no, that can't be. Can't be. That's them. Can't be. Nah, you have to prove it. The Gemara didn't say so. So here we return to the fact that the Gemara is not giving an abstract case, the Gemara is giving a Lamaisa case. This is not a Mishnah giving or Gemara giving it Tziur. These are actual Shilas that came up. So there were specific facts to the case. So the Rush says, it must be that it was Yadua to everyone the guy was Shuki Baroi. Not like I just said, we have no idea where the guy was, we don't know if he was
in Russia or in the Caribbean.
No. We all know he went to Russia. We all know that he was Bashuki Baroy. Everyone knows he's on the other side of a difficult, dangerous, impermeable border. Everyone knows he's on this other side of the Iron Curtain. We know what this story is. It must be, because how are you talking otherwise? Either going to have to bring Edom Yur Bashuki Baroy, or it has to be common knowledge. It has to be a Davar Yadua. I think Gemara didn't say that. Okay, well, that was the Hachamai skin. That was the case. Ayetzin Ukimta. So again, the Rush doesn't say this, but I would say Ukimta, saying Ukimta Pesha is a little bit less difficult if this is an actual case that happened in Mechuza, not an abstract case that the Gemara is being Metzayer. Abstract case, why be Metzayer that case? But this happened. So the Rush says that must be. It must be. I think Gemara didn't say it. So the Rosh Mustam would say, well, obviously. And the other sheet is absurd. By Stam, you walk in and say, Shuki Baroy, just say, we're going to believe you. So that's the Rosh. So we started saying yesterday that Lechura, and we'll take questions very soon. So I was saying yesterday that Lechura, there's a machlok is Rosh and Rashba. There's Lechura, what the Rosh is saying will help us with the problem. The Rosh told us a chiddush lahalacha, and it is, again, it is lahalacha in both senses. No one, he's giving a psak. He's saying halacha, he's telling us something halacha l'maisa. When you come and say, when a marakama tries to pull the Shuki Baroi defense, so he needs to have Edim, he needs to have proof. Either Edim or Davar Yadua. As opposed to the other sheet of the anonymous Rishonim, the Rosh Kod, who said Shuki Baroy is a very, very versatile defense. Just come and say it, just add water and stir and it works. The Rosh says, no. Shuki Baroy, you're not going to pull this out all the time. You have to have proof. Either the proof is Mamash Edim, or the proof is everyone knows. Everyone knows the guy was gone. Everyone knows that he went on a honeymoon to Russia. So everyone knows that the guy went home to Russia and he didn't come back for 3 years. We all know he went to Russia. Now he comes back after 3 years. He says Shuki Baroy. We know it was Bashuki Baroy. He's just saying, you all know I was Shuki Baroy. That's why your chazak is worthless. Okay. But the Rush says, absolutely not. Right? The Rush says, Nochamo. The Rush says the Psak that Shuki Baroy is Boil. Marakama, rock. Oh, there's a proof. The Marakama has to have a hochacha. That's a psak that the Rosh gives. It's a pshat in the Gemara, and it's a psak lahalacha. And not only the Rosh is psak lahalacha, it actually is lahalacha, as we saw. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch quote, Simon Choshe Mishpat, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Beis. That is the din. The Gemara gave a very powerful sounding concept of Shuki Baroy, a very powerful sounding arsenal in the toolbox of the Marakama, but halacha maisa, take it easy, only works if you can prove Shuki Baroy. Oh. So that's a vart in, if you like, Parshanut HaGemara. Usually Parshanut is used in the context of learning the Tanakh. But in terms of Perush, Perusha, how you say pshat in the language of the Gemara? What's the Gemara talking about? He's making a kimta, and it's also lahalacha. He's saying a chiddush lahalacha. He also might help us. I would suggest in thinking about it, Rashba. That goes to Harav Sagi. Let's talk. I know there are two, three hands up for questions, and you are on cue. We can take questions very soon. But let's just think together. In a continuous way, and then we'll stop for questions. The Rajba, we began to talk Rajba yesterday also, and let's put the piece together. The Rajba asks a kasha. Rajba asks a kasha, what's the Rajba's kasha? Rajba says, this is a funny Gemara. This whole Gemara of Shuki Baroy. On Lamed Amud Aleph, we had a similar Gemara on Chavtes some days. Of Shchune Gavoy. And I don't mean similar, obviously, in terms of the meter and the rhyme. I mean in terms of the concept. And not even according to the Chachmei Sfarad, who think that the case of Shchune Gavoy is somewhat similar. who said that Shune Gavoy means Parshanut again. Shune Gavoy means far away. Forget about that. Even according to Rashbam, the Shune Gavoy means the guy Marakama claims that he was still living in the house together with the Machzik, and that's what tanked the Machzik's Chazaka. So the question is, over there we had a Machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman. Remember that? And Machlokas Rava Rav Nachman. Machlokas Rava Rav Nachman. Bashchuni Gavoy Nachamo. Again, the Marakama says, my boy is by Besa. And the Machzik said, you sold it to me. You sold it to me 3 years ago. I've been living here for the last 3 years. That's my own yishtar. I have Ede Chazaka. Goodbye. Don't try to steal the clawback. Don't try to claw back the property from me. You sold it to me fair and square. I paid you full market value. I'm sorry if you're upset that you sold it to me, but don't try to steal it back. Don't try to steal it back. And the Marakama says, who are you calling a ganav? You're the ganav. I never sold it to you. He says, what do you mean? I have a Chazaka. He says, no. There's no chazaka, shchuni gavoy. So there, there's a machlokas amaron between Rav Nachman and Rava. Rav Nachman had said, zil brorach ilasa. He says, I've signed with the Marakama. The machzik is going to have to prove that his chazaka is legit. And Rava said, no. Hamotzi mechavero alvaraya. Hamotzi mechavero alvaraya. Machzik wins. Machzik, the machzik's in the driver's seat. The Marakama has to prove. If Marakama has to prove shchuna gavoy. So there, Rav Nachman says zil bar achilasa. The Marakama. He sided with the Marakama. The default. Rav Nachman said the default is the Marakama, and Rav said the default is with the machzik. In fact, the Rashba over here of Rav seems to have switched sides. No. Rava seems to have switched sides. All of a sudden, now Rava's saying default was in the Marakama. He's giving the pisma that Rav Nachman had said. We're not sure. Shuki Baroi not. Tard Bashuka or not. All of a sudden, now he said, yeah, it could be. It could be. There's Ovid Inish to be busy with the Shuk for 30 days. It's possible. We don't know for sure that he didn't know, but it's reasonable that he wouldn't have known. So, Misafik. The Marakama wins.
But he's not saying zil bar racheltcha. He's just saying, while he's saying the Marakama wins, he's not saying he's not throwing doubt on the book's ability. Meaning the earlier case it was I was there with you, so I know you weren't benefiting. But in this case, he's saying it's true that you might have been benefiting for 3 years, but you had no right to. So he's not telling the machzik to go and clarify his eating. He's just saying even if you did eat, it doesn't matter. Meaning he's not throwing doubt on the eating of the machzik in this case, but he was in the earlier case.
I'm not sure I understand.
Meaning this case. Rava, when Rava is saying that that the Marakama wins, he's not saying that the Machzik wasn't eating. He's saying it's true that
you're not saying that the Machzik wasn't eating either. We all know the Machzik was living in the house by Shchuna Gavoy too. But the point is, it may not have been a valid type of achil that grants you a chazaka, because maybe there was the Machzik was there too. That's what we're saying here. You may have been eating, but we're not sure that it matters. Now we're not sure it's going to help you, because maybe he was Beshuka Veroi. Maybe he was Tarad Beshuka. So Lachor, we have a steer between Rava and Rava. The Rashba gives one particular solution. The Rashba's solution is Rava changed his mind. Right? The Rashba's solution is, and on Daf Chavteh, he grew up. Chavteh is when Rava was a Talmud in Yeshiva. And Daf Lamed is when Rava was a Rav in Mechuzah. Like the Hagos Maimni says, this story happened in Mechuzah. That's a Rashba's answer. Chavtes was Bialduso. And Lama was Bizeknuso. Chavtes, he was Talmud Yeshiva. He was arguing with his Rebbe. And then sometimes you get older and you're more convinced that you were right. And sometimes you get older and you realize, Taka, the Rebbe knew something he didn't know. So that's what the Rashba says. No. So halacha l'maisa, we paskin like Rav Nachman and Dav Chavtes. and there's no one disagrees with Rava and Daf Lamed, so everything is very consistent. Rava changed his mind. Rava changed his mind. So the Rashba says, okay, Rava changed his mind. He came around later in life to agree with his Rebbe that Zil Barar Achilasva. The Markama is the Muchzik, and if there's a Suffolk, the Markama is going to win until the new fellow, the Machazik, can prove that he's right. But
then why doesn't he use the same lashon in both cases?
Let's think about this for a moment. What the Rashba did is there was a Rav Nachman on Daf Chav Tes, and there was a Rava, and now there's only a Rava. Right? And Daf Lamed, there's only Rava. And Daf Chav Tes was both Rav Nachman and Rava. Rav Nachman had sided with the Marakama. Rava there had sided with the Machazik. And here, Rava sided with the Marakama. So on the one hand, there's a stira in Ravas. So you don't want to have a stira between Rava and Rava. On the other hand, you also don't want to have a stira between Hilchasa and Hilchasa. That's what the Ketzos had noted. Satli's been Rames too. It works well that we pass in like Rava and early we pass in like Nachman. There's no stira l'halacha, but there is a stira, Rashba pointed out, in Ravas. So there are two ways to solve that problem. The one way to solve that problem is to say, well, there's no stira l'halacha. There is a stira in Ravas. Rava changed his mind. That's what the Rashba says. L'halacha, everything works well over the course of Rava's life. He was thinking about the sugya and he changed his mind. Sometimes the person gets older and realizes the wisdom of a Rebbe that he didn't recognize earlier. Hey, the Gemara says, "Ei adam omes of daitel shav Rabo." Sometimes ad la'achar arba'im shana. Shechter said that I think he said publicly that sometimes he talks with peers of his. Other Talmidim, the Rav, they were in Shir together. So like now they're beginning to understand what the Rav meant when he said X, Y, Z. At the time they didn't understand. And now, decades later, makes sense. And now, decades later, they wish they would have asked him, shot in this pasuk, shot in that Gemara, when they had the opportunity. Okay, so the Rashba says, that's the story of the sukkah, that's the story of Chavtes Nevei Zlam. Oh, that's part of the subtext. It could be that there's another way to solve this, and that is, maybe the cases aren't really similar. Maybe they're not really the same thing. And that's where the Rush might be going. Because what the Rush says, let's think for a moment what the Rush says. When the Rush just told us, Shukah Barai works only if the Marakama has a Hochacha, so the Rush really moved Rava over to here. The Rush really just redid our Gemara. Because the Rush said, that the burden of proof fundamentally is on the Marakama. The Machzik really is in the driver's seat. That's what we were saying before. The Rush just took our Gemara and said, it sounded like, wow, the Marakama is such an amazing legal defense. He's just going to say, Shuki Barai, he's going to win. The Rush says, nah, it's not Shuki Barai and you win. It says, prove Shuki Barai. Prove that you couldn't have heard it. If you can't prove it, you got nothing. So the truth is that what? The truth is that Lefi, the Rosh, Rava, there's no stira Rava and Rava. Instead, there's a stira Lahalacha. Because Rava really, the Rosh says, our Gemara is giving a detail. Yeah, what the Gemara says, our Gemara is the Hakama Eskina. Once you tell me, once the Marakama proves is the Pashuk Yilaroi, that successfully deflates the Cheskes Avatim, because I proved that was too far away. I proved that I was in Russia for 3 years. I proved that I was in Cuba, I was in North Korea, for 3 years. So yeah, that's why, and I can prove you were in North Korea for 3 years, and with the fact you survived ducking after as a very serious Birkus Hagomo, and you managed to get out, and you're not Hanabi. If you prove you're in North Korea for 3 years, so then of course the guy's Cheskes Avatim in Pittsburgh isn't going to help. Yeah, because you are that's the ultimate Shasheirim. Yes, nothing was getting across. Nothing was getting across. We have to prove it, the Rosh says. Right? That's Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Siv Beit. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Our Gemara is not all it's cracked up to be. Shuki Baroi is not Stam, you waltz into Beis Nemar comes, Shuki Baroi, and he wins. No, you got to prove it. Either everyone knows you were in North Korea, or you bring Aden. It means three people managed to escape North Korea. The Marakama and the two Aden. Okay? Satellite data, whatever it is. Whatever it is. So, but again, the point is, the Rosh, this Rosh, who says Shuki Baroi is very limited, is not taking the approach of the Rajba that Rava's over here. That Rava is siding with the Marakama. No, the much more limited version of Shuki Baroi, Rava's basically siding with the Machzik. You Marakama, you show up and say Shuki Baroi, we say to you, prove it. Oh, if Davri Yadua, fine. Or if you bring Aidim, fine. But Shuki Baroi doesn't work. It's not a default. You have to prove it. You can't just make a taina. If there's a suffix whether you were Shuki Baroi or not, if there's a suffix about the Marakama, Marakama loses. Marakama loses. So now what comes out is putting the pieces together. What underlies the rush, I would suggest, number one, what underlies the rush is maybe part of what the rush was thinking is he's going to bring, maybe the Ravas are aligned to one another. Maybe not. I don't know. But the Ktsos points out, either way, I'm not sure that they're aligned. But either way, the Ktsos points out, take a look. The Ktsos points out, we'll see inside in Sifkan Gimel, he says, now we have a little problem halacha, because we paskin like Rava here, we paskin like Rav Nachman earlier. And that's why, take a look in the Ktsos, Sifkan Gimel, he quotes the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh on Siv Beis. Imeina Yodua in Shomen Lo when he says Shuki Beroi, and the Ktsos says yes, based on a Rosh, the Lashon Rosh came into the Hechazik B'Shofi Gimel Shanim. Hachazak Nishvat Filim Rechol. You had a normal Chazaka. People all over the world could have heard about the Chazaka. You claim that you were in a Makmish Lohisam Achaz and Nishmas. You have to mivar it. Beir Dvarim Nere says what's driving the Rosh. Delo aminim bezeh barer achilascha kemo b'hai d'shchuni gavoi. We're not going to say zil bar achilascha the way we said earlier. And what's the very next word? A term that sometimes yeshiva bachrim don't sufficiently focus on. Right after d'shchuni gavoi. D'kaim olam, which means we paskin kirav nachman d'amar zil barer achilascha. In other words, the Ktsos is subtly saying, we have a steer of the halacha here. It's not a steer of Beshitas Rava, but we don't pass them like Rava in the early sugya. We do pass them like Rava here. So how is it that earlier, or if not, we pass them like Rav Nachman, a suffix about Shchunei Gavai, we side with the Marakama, and here, a suffix about Shruki Baroi, we side with the Machzik. Earlier we paskin zil bar chilasra. You machzik, you got to prove that your chazaka is good. Over here we say no, it's fine. If we're not sure the chazaka is good, we assume that it is good. So what's talk of the pshat? So again, that's what's going on in the first few lines of the Ktos. Everything upon the board, it was just an unpacking of what just happened in two lines of the Ktos. And this is the new print. In the old print, it would be a half a line in the text. Right? In other words, if you plug in what the Ksosha said, let's put it back together again. The Rush fundamentally changed how we look at our Gemara. We thought, before we learned the Rush, that our Gemara was saying that Letovas HaMarakama is Safik, like the Marakama. And the Rush, by giving it one little detail, changed everything. By saying the Marakama needs Edim of Shuki Bairoi, what the Gemara Rush is really saying is Safik is like the Machzik. And the Marakama has to prove Shuki Bairoi. And the Sos points out, well, that's what we adjudicate in the previous sugya also. We've been here before. Now, the Sos doesn't mention it, but I'm telling you, the Rajba also points out we've been here before. And the Rajba says, okay, but it's fine, because Rava changed his mind. So we pause like Rav Nachman there, Rava here, it's all the same, according to Rajba. But the Sos is pointing out, that's not what the Rush says. So how do things change? So as we said before, there are two ways to resolve the stira from this first sugya to the sugya. Either you say Rava changed his mind, or you say, the way we usually solve a stira, is to say, not that someone changed his mind, not machlokas asugyas, the more common way we resolve a stira is dialectics, right? They're different cases. And not to say they're similar, but there's a key difference. Oh, that's what we're going to need to say. The Rashba said, no, they're basically the same, and we pass like Rav Nachman there, and Rava changed his mind here, and he got older, it's the same thing. Same case, Rava just switched sides. But the Rush is going to say, the Kso says, no. It's the other, it's a dialectic type of teretz. It's not a riff type of teretz, not a ram type of teretz. It's a machlokas asugyas, a machlokas rava. No. It's a taisus type of teretz. It's a chiluk. What's the chiluk? What's the difference? What's the difference between the safik by the shuki by roi versus the safik by the shchune gavoi? Take a look inside. Hasam, take a look inside the Ktos. He says there must be different types of sfeikos. Over there, in Shchune Gavoi, the Machzik is not in charge. Over here, he is. Over there, the Machzik is not a default. Over here, he is. Why? It must be that somehow, in our Gemara, the Machzik has a better position than with Shchune Gavoi. What does the Ktso say? Let's take a look inside. We don't often read Achronim inside in Shir. Let's chap right it says. The Hasam Havi Safik, here we are in the, which narrow line? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh narrow line. The Hasam Havi Safik Begufa Chazaka, over there, Shkune Gavoi, it's a Safik in the Chazak itself, in the Hechazik Heroi, Olo. We're not sure if there was a Chazak. If indeed the Marakama, the Ma'arer, was walking through the property, Shkune Gavoi, so then there was no chazak at all. The hamachazik and the guy who's claiming chazaka, kishem shetzarech edim al chazkaso shalosh adim, kein tzarech edim al mahus hachazaka. Just like you need edim on the quantity of the chazaka, you need edim on the quality of the chazaka. We don't just believe you when you say I've been living here for 3 years. Edim only saw you there for 2 years. We don't believe you to say I was there for an extra year. No, you need it. You have to prove that the chazaka happened. You have to prove that the chazaka happened for a full 3 years. So he says that's not only a quantitative issue. Not only does the machzik have to establish quantitatively that he was there for a full 3 years, but kamus, he also has to establish qualitatively, be'echus, or mahus, as he says. And was there a good 3 years of what? 3 years of what? So you have to demonstrate that it was actually had the quality of a good chazaka. It's kein tzarech edel al mahus ha-chazaka, im ha-ya kedino, alo. Was it indeed a valid quality chazaka, or is it someone else traipsing through the property? Avam yesh la-machzik edel chazaka, says, that's the first sugya, that's Shchune Gavoi. And there, it was a suffix, beguf ha-chazaka. That's the language I use. Shchune Gavoi was a suffix. We're not sure if there was a chazaka. Was there a chazaka or not a chazaka? Were you actually moved in a normal fashion? Or is someone else who was traipsing through the property? You weren't even there. There was no chazaka at all. You were living there, but the other guy's also living in the basement, and he was going through your, remember we spoke about this before Yantiv, he was going through your living room every day. So there's mamash no chazaka. So we're not even sure, was there a chazaka? So just like, if we're not sure if you were there for 2 years or 3 years, you don't win. You have to demonstrate you were there for 3 years. You also have to demonstrate you were there. Not just that you were there, but you were there in a way that matters. Ah, Masha Enokin. What are you going to say? Masha, you see where he's going. Masha Enokin over here, obviously he's going to say, no. The Gufa Chazaka is fine. Aval im yesh la machzik eder chazak shechzik haroi shal shanim. But over here, shuki baroi. How does it start? My boss by Beitza, I said, the machzik says, what do you mean? I've been living here for 3 years undisturbed. I have aid to prove it. And what's the Murakama's response? His response is not, you weren't really living there. His response is a side point. The machzik has eid chazak shechzik haroi shal shanim. It's indisputable that you've been living here for 3 years by yourself, like an owner, with no one impeding. The chazak itself is fine. The problem is maybe there's an external factor. Once you establish, think of it as a tennis game. I don't know, I assume that tennis is a sport from which the phrase comes. The ball's on your side of the court. Right? The ball's in your court. Your side of the court. Right? In other words, listen to how the Tzais understood tennis. I'm in a house. You show up. And you say, my boy is Baha'i Besa. So as the Rambam opens the whole sugya, Paragudah Halacha Aleph, the default is Marakama wins. Remember that's how the Rama opens? It says, Karaka Yadua Labailov, if there's a Marakama, the default is Marakama wins. And in a Hanami, I show up and I say, if I demonstrate that I'm the Marakama, if I'm known to be the Marakama, I win. Unless, so Marakama shows up and says, my ball is by Besa. Now he hits the ball over the net. Now the ball is on the Machzik's side. The Machzik has to respond. How does the Machzik respond? Cheskes Habat, either Star or Cheskes Habat, right? So once the Machzik says, I have the Cheskes Habatim, bang. Now the ball is back on whose side of the court? Now it's back on the Machzik. Now it's back on Marakama's side. I have the Cheskes Habatim, you should have done a Macha. Where's your Macha? Now, if the Marakama says, I made a Macha, he could have said that. I made a Macha, here are my Eidim, I'm sorry you never heard about the Macha, but here are my Eidim Macha, then he would win. Marakama could win if he could prove he made a macha. You had a chazaka, but I had a macha. The macha would have eliminated, would have neutralized your chazaka. He doesn't have a macha. What's he saying? Well, but here's why I didn't make a macha. Im yesh lo machzik eidei chazaka shehechzik kiroi shal shanim. The machzik has eidei chazaka, that it was a proper chazaka. Then the Ma'arish really has to bring a raya. Shemicha keroi. There is a chazaka berura. You say, Micha, where are your Eidim? So he says, and that explains the language of the Rush. Now here, the guy is not actually making a macha. Right? He's just saying, as the source goes on to say, the Rush had stressed, the fellow lived here. It was Hechzik Beshofi. He quotes the language at the top. Hechzik Nishmas Tafil Meirachok. Here, unlike in the previous case, it's clear that he had a good, he was living there for real, and it was Nishmas Tafil Meirachok. I made a Chazak in Pittsburgh, but people heard about it in Toronto, and people heard about it in Mexico City, and people heard about it in Madrid. The word got all over the place. Anyone who wanted to know, except in North Korea, was able to know that I have been living in this house in Pittsburgh for the last 3 years. It's open knowledge. It's indisputable. It's indubitable. I had a real chazaka. You have an external pushback. Your external pushback is, yeah, but I was Bashuki Baroy, and that's why. So that's what the Ksos explains. That's why the Rush talks in terms of macha. Well, he couldn't have made a macha from far away. The macha wouldn't have spread across the North Korean border. It's also true that the chazaka didn't spread across the North Korean border. But the point is, like macha, this is an external issue. Over here, the Rush would say, says the Ktzos, the gufa chazaka gets three checks. The gufa chazaka is great. Yitaka lived in the house and no one else was there. You were living like Bailin, Bishofi. Information was spreading. It was relevant. Just as an external point that the Marakama can make. What's the external point? Yeah, it was the Shah. I was on the other side of the Shah's Cheirim border. So that's like Macha. If you want to say, yeah, you had a good chazaka, but I made a macha, who has to prove that the macha was made? Right, the marakam has to prove the macha was made. The mafsik doesn't have to prove the macha was not made. If I come and I have a chesed about the Gilosham, you say, well, I was mocha. Do you win by just saying you're a mocha? Of course not. You have to prove it. But do you win if you say b'shchune gavoy? Yes. What's the difference? Again, that's really the stira between the psak over here and the psak over there. Again, it's no longer a stira rava rava. It's a stira halacha halacha. The Rashba had rava over here in blue. The Rashba had rava is basically saying marakama wins. And as such, he said, oh, stira and ravas. And the answer is rava changes his mind. The Rashi is not a stira and ravas. The Rashi is a stira and halacha l'maisa. Because last time we passed like Rav Nachman, marakama. Now we passed like rava. Machzik. What changed? And they're both lahalacha. They don't tell me change our mind. They're both nifsak lahalacha. So it's not a question of changing your mind. It must be instead a question of different cases. Why is it shchunik avoy, the halacha lamaisa, the marakama wins misafik? And over here in Shuki Baroi, the Rosh tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that the machzik wins misafik. So the answer is, says the Ktzais, where is the safik? Is the safik internal or external? Are we not sure? We're not even sure the chazaka was good. Were you really living there like a violet? Or was the original guy still there traipsing through your house? So you don't even get off the ground. We're not sure whether there was a good chazaka or not. So the ball is still on the side of the court of the markama, of the machzik. Prove that you had a chazaka. And we're not sure you had, until you prove you have a chazaka, it's a markama's issue. So that's Shchunei Gavoy, that earlier stage. But Shuki Baroi is a later stage. Shuki Baroi is saying, and Mark Hamm is saying, you had a great chazaka, but I was too far away. I was on the other side of a difficult boundary. So that's the equivalent of saying, I was mocha. He's not actually saying he was mocha, but the reason why the Rosh is talking about macha, says the Ktos, is because it's equivalent thing. Yes, you had a good chazaka, but your chazaka doesn't work because of some external issue. So just like if I say, you had a great chazaka, but it doesn't work because I was mocha, I, the marakama, have to prove that I was mocha. So too, if I say, yes, you had a chazaka, but I was on the other, I was b'shuki by Roy, I was far away, weiter, your chazaka is great, it's an external issue. It's an external issue, so I couldn't be mocha because I was, the equivalent of saying, well, I couldn't be mocha because I was b'shuki by Roy. Prove that! It's no longer a suffix, but guf hadavar. So that's what the ktsos is, I think, say again. I'm packing more than the words he says, but I think this is where he's driving at. He doesn't speak out the Rashba, and he doesn't unpack the Rush as much, but I believe that's where he's driving at. That for the Rush's shot in our Gemara has a fundamentally different flavor. Because again, he says that our Gemara is an exception to the rule. If you can prove Shukei Baroi, then you win. But normally, the Marakama would lose with a Shukei Baroi Taina. Even though he would win, we pass like Rav Nachman, with a Shchunei Gavoi Taina. And the answer is the Taina of Shchunei Gavoi attacks the very Chazaka. The Taina of Shchunei Gavoi is a punch to the jugular. There is no chazaka. The attack of Shukei Baroi is there was chazaka, but it doesn't help. Once you have chazaka, so then already, once chazaka is established, you just have a pushback. So then al ha marakama la havi raya. The machzik is in the default position. But until the chazaka is established, if it could be that the machzik was living there also, just like if it could be the guy's only there for 2 years, not for 3 years, until the core guf ha chazaka is established, the marakama is going to win.
That's according to the Rosh.
Yeah, according to the Rosh, and that is halacha lemais. That's how I pass in Shulchan Aruch. We pass in Shulchan Aruch. Turin Shulchan Aruch pass like the Rosh. So the Ksos says this chiluk, this lamdash chiluk that he's saying is halacha lemais. And here we got a chance to do a couple of things, and then we'll take some questions. But just to reflect for a moment what just happened. So number one, to explore the sugya. Number two, to see how the same Rosh is making a point in terms of Pirush of Lashon HaGemara, Parshanut of the Gemara, and he's given a Psak LaHalacha, and he's also giving a Lamda Shadeher, a Lamda Shechiluk, once you dig, a Lamda Shechiluk, putting together the Sugyas, and figuring out how the different Sugyas fit together. And we saw, also, something unique about the Ksos, is unlike Reb Chaim, who came later. The Tzoisis Sefer is written. The Reb Chaim wrote a Sefer on Rambam. We don't generally pass on Rambam. Rambam passed on Rambam, but we don't pass on Rambam. The Tzoisis wrote a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. We do pass on after Shulchan Aruch and the Notes of Kalim on the page. So it's intriguing. It doesn't always happen, but it's intriguing here that the Lundas is intermingled with not just the Psakim of Rishon, but Psak Halacha L'maisa, as we saw, that the. That the Tzais is bimarame is not to a stira in Amoroyan, but to a stira in Psakalach Lamaisa Incorporated. So almost like there's a separate person. Just like every individual Amora needs to be consistent with himself, Psakalach has to be consistent with itself as well. And that's where the Tzais is the point of. The Nakuda that he's bringing out, again, and Mamish, you also appreciate Mesek Lashono of the Ktos. He said a lot in very briefly, even more so than we often see in Ramban's Al Torah. He didn't speak as Kasha. It's Mamish, you have to, if you snooze, you lose. It's a tremendous amount of Desperemes, but if you look carefully, it's there. He's really, without unpacking it, saying, the rush changed the whole pshat in the Gemara, based on which I have a new stira between the previous sugya and this sugya. Not the Rajba stira of Rava Rava, but instead a stira of halacha versus halacha. And over there, Rav Nachman said, zil bar achilasa. That was a dog whistle in the positive sense. He said, zil bar achilasa. That's really saying, oh, the whole sheet of Rav Nachman, that Marakama, that defaults like the Marak Safik and Marakama. And here Rav is basically saying, if you have Eidim, then the Marakama wins. But without Eidim Marakama, the Machzik wins. So Safik and Machzik. We don't say Zil Bar Achilasa. And the answer is to point out this chiluk between the two cases, whether it's a Safik in the Gufa Chazaka, or the Gufa Chazaka is already been established, not just a Safik, whether there's some external pushback. If it's internal, if we're not sure that the Chazaka itself is good, so then it's still the Machzik's problem. The ball is still in the machzik side of the court. He needs to push back into Cheskas Marakama with a proper Cheskas Habatim. So if it's a Shchuna Gavoy, it means the Cheskas Habatim itself has not yet been established. But if it's Shuki Baroy, if Marakama is tying Shuki Baroy, that means, yes, you have a valid Chazaka, but I have a pushback. Just like if I say I was Mocha, the Marakama has to prove his Mocha. So if the Marakama says I was Bashuki Baroy, you have a Chazaka, but I was Bashuki Baroy, I have to prove that I was Bashuki Baroi. I believe that is how the Ktois is delicately and deftly putting the sugi together. And many people are waiting for questions very patiently. I think, but I could be wrong, that it was Meir and Yitz and Binyamin and Rafi and Yaakov, I think. And Rafi. Rafi was before? I'm not even sure.
I think that was the last day.
Okay.
How did the rush for the Rabbah?
One second, before we go on to what ifs and additional, let's first deal with Sveikis. We'll be very meta here. Let's first take kashas that are Safik Beguf how what we said before we go on to external things. Is what we said clear? Our question is about like a lack of a clarity of what just happened. Before we go on to additional kashas. Lack of clarity of what just happened, yeah.
So it's no longer using the meaning the Rashba's answer of Rava just changed its mind is one, and the other answer is that it's not actually a stira of Rashba,
right.
It's a stira of halacha.
Right. The Ktos is saying to deal with a stira in halacha, which emerges according to the Rash, the Rush's version of Shuki Baroi. Rush's version of Shuki Baroi creates a stira in Psak, and the Ktos's solution to that. There's a conceptual chiluk between the two cases, whether the safik beguf hachazaka, or the chazaka is fine, there's a safik about an external point. That memela would resolve. It might resolve the Rajba's kasha also. It doesn't really resolve the Rajba's kash, because the Rajba's kash is in the other direction.
So what the Ktos is saying is different from the stira of Rashba and Rashba.
The Rajba is dealing with the stira Rava Rava. The Ktos is dealing with a stira of Nachman Rava, because he passed in like Rav Nachman, and he passed in like Rava. It's worth thinking through, does this mean that the Rajba disagrees with the Rush? Does that mean the Rajba is the Yesh Mefarshim? that the Rosh didn't like, or lav dafka, because Rava here is still not exactly aligned with Rava here. So it could be both kashas are valid kashas simultaneously. That's worth thinking about. Yeah, kashas. Joey.
What exactly?
And then Fox.
So the Rosh said that the Marakama has to prove his that he was away.
Right.
So how is that?
He was away specifically Beshuke Barot. Right. He was away on the other side of Shas Chayim.
So the Rosh, that would give credence to the Mantis.
Correct. Exactly. That's why in the Rushes, the purple, the Rushes version of Rava, basically the Machzik wins. And it's Al Hamara Kabbalah Lahavi Rai, they really Beshuke Barot. And that's why that's the Ksosis Marames too, in the opening lines of Sivkar Gimel. Once you have the Rush, there's really a stira between. Right. The Rajba stira was Rava to Rava. The Rushes, or the according to the Rush, the Ktos is bothered by a stira between Rav Nachman, who's Halei Paskin, and Rava, which is Halei Paskin.
According to the Rush, Rava holds
that Safik Kemachzik. But earlier we passed in like Rav Nachman that Safik Kemarakam. Yeah.
Is the Rush also saying that that the Marakam would also have to prove he was tarred with Shuk for 3 days? Wait for that accident. That would be on him.
I'm not sure. That's an interesting question.
Prove that he was busy. How could he be too busy to even? How could he be too busy to know of it, to know about it, but not be too busy enough to bring aid in that deal?
But the aid might come in later. But I don't know. That's an interesting point. Fox is raising an interesting point. Now that Rava is limiting. The Rush is limiting the scope of the first half of the Gemara. Shuke Barai means that you prove Shuke. Mark has to prove Shuke Barai. Does that mean the Rush would think you also have to prove Tar Bashuka? It doesn't sound like that for a few reasons. I hear why you would want to say it like that. It would make sense. On the other hand, number one, the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch don't say a word about that. And number two, the language of Rava is Ovid Inish. It's a normal, reasonable thing that a person would be tarred b'shuk. It sounds like Rav is saying you don't need to prove it. That makes sense. If you say that, I'll accept that. It's a taka. Why are we proving that also? I said, I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. But it may have to do with let's say, for instance, the Rambam's point that of kfar. This is only, this is limited. It's only when it fits the facts. Beginning with, by the way, that the 30 days that you came in were the 30 days of the Shuk. And it's a kfar, the Rama said, where Taka, during the Shuk, it's incredibly, ridiculously busy. So if, in other words, the guy says he was Beshukah, but Marakama says he's Beshukah. The Marakama says, I have Chesed Marakama, my boy is by Besa. So the Machzik says, I have Chesed Zabatim, here my Eidi Chazak for 3 years. Marakama says, yeah, but I was Beshuke Barai, and the Rosh says that everyone knew he's Beshuke Barai. And so now it's the Machzik's ball. So the Machzik says, yeah, but I can prove that you came several times. Okay, so now it's the Marakama's ball. So Marakama says, yeah, but those times that I came, those were Yemos Hashuk, and this is a kfar. And I was only here for, you agree I was only here for 30 days, but that whole fact pattern is consistent with saying Tarad Bashuk. And Rav says, oh, if you have all those data points, he was only here for 30 days at a time, and this is a kfar. And the time that he came to talk to the Yemos Hashuk, assuming there were specific Yemos Hashuk, you came during the fair, you came during the event. So then, yeah. So Rava says that makes a lot of sense. Okay, you have a lot of circumstantial evidence. At that point, we're willing to accept it. Not stam to say I was tarred. You have a lot of data points to demonstrate you were tarred. So maybe not quite the same as having two Aidim, but it fits very well. So Rava says that's already reasonable enough of an inish that makes sense. Yes.
Why is that not also considered to be like external to pick up a character? I mean, he was
Tamasik had a Hadaka, he was also Paris.
Oh, good. So the Ktsos, I should add, I'm glad you pointed this out. I didn't mention it before. The Ktsos shot in the Rush works Dafka, by the way. The Rush wasn't Ashkenazi. It works Dafka Lefi the Ashkenazi approach, which we had focused on. We learned Shchuna Gavoy. The Shchuna Gavoy doesn't mean like the Rabban, the Raj, but like the Sfaradim, the guy was outside. Someone should give it right. No! Shchuna Gavoy means, maybe that's why the Raj was different than the Rush here. The Ashkenazi was Shchuna Gavoy means I was in the house. I was in the house, and I was walking through the house. So the Ktsos says, oh, if Shchuna Gavoy means you were in the house, you're walking through the house, it means it's true that the Machazik was living in the house, but it didn't even count as a valid Chazaka. Someone else was there too. The Marakama was there too. So that doesn't even get off the ground. That's what he's saying. That's you may have had your years, may have had your quantity, but you lack Mahus HaChazaka. If I'll give you an example. If I have Adim, I say, hey, Hagler, what are you doing in my house? I come back after 3 years to lower court, and Hagler's in my house. I say, Hagler, what's the deal? So he says, I live here. I bought from you 3 years ago. I say, no, you didn't. Give my house back. I'm Mark Kamba. Everyone in the block remembers you used to live here. So Hagler says, no, I have Adim Chazaka. So he says, okay, let's bring the Adim Chazaka to Beis Din. You hear this? Hagler brings the Adim Chazaka. What do the Adim say? Adim say, yes, we can be made. That consistently throughout those 3 years, Hagler was always mowing the lawn. So I say, well, was Hagler in the house? Or he was just on the grass? So he'd say, well, we don't know. We only saw him on the grass. We never saw him walking in and out. We just saw him mow the lawn. See, if you were just mowing the lawn and not in the house, that's not a chazaka. That's a, maybe you're the owner who was mowing the lawn, or maybe you're the gardener who was mowing the lawn. That's not full use of the house. Chazaka in the house means you were being dar in the house. So the Eidim say, well, we know he was there for 3 whole years for sure. It was for 3 whole years and he was all the time. He was constantly mowing the lawn and pruning the trees and trimming the flowers and the bushes. He was, Hagler was landscaping, not that one knows. Hagler was a big landscaper. Hagler was landscaping my property non-stop for 3 years. We never saw him walk in the house. He says, I live in the house also, I just never saw him. And I say, maybe you never walked in the house. Maybe he's always outside. Hadinami. Probably I win. Because you can't prove you even had a chazaka. You just have, they even saw you outside. What does that have? They never saw you in the house. That's a chazaka. That's a suffix of a chazaka. So the same is true here. You were in the house, but so was I. So, maybe. Maybe I was walking through your living room every day. So that's not even, you were there, but it was not the sort of living there that counts as a dira for a chazaka. Right, but you, in that case, you were doing everything you needed to do. You were living there. That's why the rush. That's what Tzoks is saying. The rush stresses. You were living there for shofi, and it was chazak and nishmas l'meirachem. And you were living there very comfortably and openly, and without any hesitation, and then people, word got around. Everyone knew all over the world. It happens to be, I may have been one of those places in the world the word didn't get. Because you were in the Roman Empire, I was in the Persian Empire. Because you're in Pittsburgh and I'm in Pyongyang, in North Korea. Okay, so... But what the Ktsos is being ramas to, that's why the Rush is using that language. It was Hechzik Rishofi, Chazak Nishmas Merachov. That's not the fact that word didn't make it to North Korea is not a chisaron in your Chazaka in Pittsburgh. The way the word didn't make North Korea, that's a detail. So if it happens to be the Marakama was in North Korea, it may be true that might be something he could use to fight back against the Chazaka, but the Chazaka is a good Chazaka. It's a good Chazaka, just like if I made a Macha. You had a good Chazaka, but if I made a Macha, so then I still win. But you had a Chazaka. The ball is no longer in your court. You had a Chazaka, now it's on me to push back. Raf.
According to the Rishonim, that the Marakamas believed to say he was in the Shukavari without Adim, that he should believe through Amigo to say I was Mocha to the Marakamas' face.
Again? What's the Migo?
That he could say, I was smooth at the Machzik space without Edom, and you believe.
You're not believed to be Mocha.
Yeah, exactly. That's my kasha. I mean, why should he be believed without Edom to say that he was a Shukivari?
You want to know...
If he's believed in one without Edom, why wouldn't he be believed in the other case? Or rather, if he were to say, I was Mocha without Edom.
You're asking that the Ksais gives such good lumps for the Rosh, so what's Pshat in the other Tzad that the Rosh rejected? The Rosh was also bothered by that. What's Pshat in the other Pshat that the Rosh rejects? I'm not sure. What's Pshat in the, those who upon whom the Rosh was cholik? I know. Again, they would say it's a simple reading of the Gemara. Okay, but on the other hand, does there have to be some sort of evidence? Or at the very least, the evidence is, well, no one saw you. No one saw you for 3 years. You weren't anywhere really close. Maybe, but Nechadami. How good for the Rosh thought that that pshat is absurd, and taka la halacha reject. One or two final questions, Rafi and Meir. But we're going to come back to what Rafi Sperry just said in a moment because he actually segued us forward. That's a good question. I think that's what Yitz may have been asking also. But depending on how you understood the machlokes Rishonim and Chavtas and Aleph, depending on how you understood how central is the shtar or lack thereof to the validity of the chazaka, so maybe we should say, are we going to say that you want to make the argument that the Marakama's knowledge of the chazaka is integral to the chazaka itself? Right, that's basically your question. And I think the answer is, you have to work out, okay, where the Rosh fall. One approach is to say, well, where does the Rosh fall in that? And maybe the Rosh understands that the Yediyas Marakama is less central, maybe. The Shtikas Marakama is less central. Or even if it is more central, but Lamaitza, when all is said and done, what the Machazik needs to demonstrate a Chazaka. Once the Machzik demonstrates the Chazaka, there are, after all, ways for the Marakama to win. Kulam lo pligi. Even if I demonstrate a Chazaka, the Ktos is not saying that once I demonstrate a Chazaka, I, the Machzik, automatically win. No. Everyone will agree, the Feirish throughout the Perek, that the Machzik can demonstrate a beautiful Cheskel Avatar and the Marakama could still win. As the Ktos pointed out, Macho. Classic. We're dealing with details. But classic. I say, my boy is by a basis. You say, well, I've been limited for that. Here are my Edom. I say, well, I was in Spain and I was Mocha. And here are my Edom that I was Mocha 2 years ago. Done. So now the Marakama wins. I had a beautiful Chazaka. Yeah, I had a beautiful Chazaka. But even with a beautiful Chazaka, there could still be things that could... You have a Chazaka, but there's still ways to fight that. But what the Ktos is saying is, in terms of something... In other words, you can have a chazaka and still lose, and that is because of shtikas mark, all that longness. But the fact remains that when we deal with a suffix, we have to figure out where is the suffix. Is there a suffix whether you even have a cheska zavatim, and then it's alach lahavi raya, or you have a cheska zavatim, but either mark kama have a pushback, in which case it's alai lahavi raya. There could be ways to neutralize a chazaka, but it is a chazaka. Once you've established it, then that's when you come back to tennis. With or without Rafi Weil, come back to tennis. Well, whose side the ball keeps flipping back and forth, whose issue it is? whose issue it is. The Kolzman, the Chazak can't establish, it's a Machzik issue. Once Chazak is established, now it's the Marakama's issue to demonstrate that for some reason or another, the Chazaka is true but irrelevant. So, Shunika by Unai, you sure the Chazak is true. Shunika by Roy, he's saying your Chazak is true, but it's irrelevant. Your Chazak is true, but it's impotent. So that's a big difference. If we're not sure if it's a Chazaka, ala Machzik lahavi Raya. If we know there's a Chazaka, maybe it's irrelevant, ala Marakama lahavi Raya.